Your Central Minnesota Farm Report for a Saturday morning here on Chasm Radio. I'm Joel Gill, brought to you by Minnesota Trailer Sales and Service. We feature Daisy Zimmerman of Stearns County and Sock Center, one of the finalists for Princess K of the Milky Way. We spoke to Daisy back on Monday.
So, my name is Daisy Zimmerman. I am 18 years old from Sock Center, Minnesota. I will be going to Ridgewater College in the fall for an ag business degree. My dairy connection is through my parents' dairy farm. They've been farming for 20 years. We have Holsteins and Red and Whites. We milk about 125 cows today. I have four siblings, and I am the oldest of all of them. And I've grown up in farming. Both sides of my grandparents were farmers, so it's always been a part of me.
Now, Daisy, you mentioned going to Ridgewater. What kind of drove that decision, and what do you hope is your ultimate goal after your education?
A driving factor for me is that my parents actually both went to Ridgewater. That is where they met. So I think it's pretty cool that I'm also going to be going there, also in the ag department as well. I'm hoping to help farmers after I'm done with my ag business degree. I'm hoping to be able to help farmers build their farms and help them be successful in what they do.
Now, Daisy, I grew up on a dairy farm too, and it took me many years afterwards to realize the benefits of being on a dairy farm and what I learned and what I take away. And at your age right now, what has been so beneficial of being a member of a dairy farm family? What do you think has been beneficial to yourself?
I think I have gotten the idea, like, been able to see how much hard work goes into dairy farming, because you get up every morning bright and early, 4 a.m., and you milk the cows and you feed them and you take care of them, and then you go and do that again that same night, and then you get up the next day and you do it all over again. I think being able to do a job continuously the same day, every single day, is amazing to me. And to not get bored and still love it is amazing.
Daisy, do you feel that's what is so important too about, is that so important about having, once again, county dairy princesses and especially your Princess K? Do you think that gets overlooked? I suppose in the general public, they just don't have that understanding, do they?
No, I don't think they do. I think it's hard to be on the outside and look and see the little things that go into dairy farming. Town people or anybody else who isn't on a farm, they don't see the little things. They don't see you getting up at 4 in the morning to go milk the cows. They don't see you out there taking extra time with a calf that's sick or whatever. So being able to help connect them to the little things makes a big difference.
Now, Daisy, this whole dairy princess idea, has this been something that's been formulating for years with yourself, or when did you become aware of it, and when did you start to think, hey, that's something I want to go after?
So I didn't grow up watching the Princess K coronations. I was never into that. I've never been to the state fair either. So I learned about Princess K and Dairy Princess and the Dairy Princess program probably my freshman year of high school, through a family friend who is heavily involved with it. I love her. Kate is just such an amazing person. She really pushed me and introduced me to it. So I'm very happy for that. My mom wasn't ever in it. None of my family was ever in the Dairy Princess program. So I am the first to step out there and do that, which is nerve-wracking, but also very exciting. But yeah.
Daisy, when you look at May and the May event and leading up to that and the preparation and the day, and then you get to kind of sit back and it's a virtual event, how did you prepare for that and what were your expectations? And then lastly, what was it like when you realized, hey, that's me they're talking about?
Preparing for May event, you had to be signed up to attend May event by April 17th. So I knew a month in advance that I was going to be going for Princess Kay of the Milky Way. It was definitely a hard decision, like, do I do it this year or do I wait another year? I'm very glad that I went this year. It's definitely, I was very surprised. You know, like, to prepare for it, I'm going to be honest, and Janet, our coordinator, is not going to be happy when she hears this, but I wrote my speech a week before May event, and here I am. I was very surprised. I worked very hard on the speech, but I did not write it till a week before May event. So to then go home Saturday night and be nervous as heck, wondering if I got a finalist spot, was very nerve-wracking. I hated it. But then to hear my name being said in the announcement on Sunday at 2, I started crying. I was very, very surprised. You know, with my luck, I was thinking I would be like the very last one that would be talked about if I was even on there. So to be the second girl named, I was very happy. And then to also have my other two fellow Stearns County girls going for Princess K named as Princess K finalists was very happy and amazing for me.
As far as on a local level here, what's the summer been like for you?
Very busy. Very, very busy. I am putting a lot of miles on my car. Holy crap.
What are some of the things you've done?
I hand out a lot of ice cream. I've gone to a couple different nursing homes in June so far. I'll be going to a couple more yet. I think I've gone to some farmers markets and handed out ice cream. I think my favorite one was I went to the St. Joe's farmers market, and with the lady next to us, she was making homemade butter in honor of us being there and it being June Dairy Month.
Finally, what do you look forward to most? Say you are crowned Princess K of the Milky Way. I just can't believe what that feeling would be like, but what are you looking forward to? What would your idea be? I bet, you know, as far as connecting with folks, do you look forward to possibly visiting and sharing messages with kids or other adults or other members your own age? What part of that do you look forward to?
I'm excited to go and visit with kids if I were to be crowned Princess K. That would be an amazing honor. I would definitely be crying on stage if I were crowned Princess K. I really want to go and connect with kids. I think it's very important that they know that farming has always been a part of our society, and it's not going to go away easy because it is such a necessary thing.
And finally, Daisy, what are you going to do with the butterhead yet?
Oh, I'm still thinking. Obviously, I want to keep my likeness as long as I can, but the scraps, I'm thinking of probably doing a corn feed or something, or donating it to our local shelter.
Daisy Zimmerman, one of 10 finalists for Princess K of the Milky Way. Daisy from Sauk Center and one of 3 from Stearns County who are in that final 10. We'll find out the night before the Great Minnesota Get-Together at the Minnesota State Fair. Your Central Minnesota Farm Report for a Saturday morning brought to you today and every Saturday by Mid-Soda Trailer Sales and Service, right off I-94 in Avon.